You mentioned, Oksana, that your sister has children and a family. Some of the men who are listening, I'm sure, would like to have at least a child again. May I ask, is that something that you would like to do someday? Would you like children someday as part of your family?
Yes,
or?
Of course I like two at least.
Two at least?
Yes.
That's good. Maybe three or four?
Well, of course, it depends on situation in our family. Although, if it's all will be all right, everything, I mean, money, health, and
sure.
So on, well, it could be.
Of course, of course. I'm just kidding with you, Oksana. I think two is a very good number. But then again, I have five, so, and five for me is a wonderful number, so I don't know if it's right for everybody.
Oh,
but
that's great.
It is great, actually. They're all talented and beautiful children, and it's a great experience. I am sure that you will have lovely children, and I'm sure that your husband will be very proud of his wife and his family, no doubt.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
Well, Oksana, some of the men who are listening will already have a child, and they will tell me that they don't need a mother for their child. They just want someone who can be a good friend to their child. Do you like children in general? Is that something that would be okay for you, or do you think you should meet a man who doesn't already have children? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, if a man has a child or children, well, it's okay for me. Yes, I like children very much, and I think I will be a good friend. In any case, I'll try to be a very good friend for his children.
Russian men, are they very family-oriented? Do they want children? Do they take pride in their families? Is that something that's important to a lot of Russian men?
Yes, of course it's important, but sometimes they just... in Russia, it's not very much opportunities to get a bigger family because that's difficult to maintain and to support all of them. So in Russia, two children, that's pretty much.
So I don't want to make you nervous, Oksana, but I just want you to know we have right now a little over 30 men who are listening to us.
That's pretty much.
Isn't that great?
Well, I'm nervous.
I made you nervous? See, I shouldn't have said anything, but I said that to you because I want you to know that it says something very special about you, that we have obviously very many women at the marriage agency, but 30 men saw your picture, and they put time aside on their Saturday afternoons to call and listen to us talk to you because they want to know more about you. So, again, I think your chances of meeting somebody, maybe even from this phone call, are very, very good. We'll see what happens.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. You know, in America, Oksana, 23 is a little young, perhaps, for marriage. I think a lot of people get married at 23 or 24, but we think it's a little bit young. You sound very mature. Are you ready for a marriage and a family in the next year or so? Is this an age that a lot of girls in Russia think about getting married and having their family?
Yes, it's okay. Next year, well... probably a bit later, but it's okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I think I'm ready to have a family, to have a children.
Well, Oksana, I told you the men would appreciate talking with you, and I'm sure they will want to write to you.
Yes, of course, it will be right.
Are you able to receive email at home, or do you do it at work?
Well, I've got email at home and at work, so it's...
Okay.
Okay.